I've talked this week about being in the cave, being in a dark cave, and there in the cave you can hear something, you can feel something, maybe something brushes by, but you don't see it. Well, that's somewhat what it's like to live in this physical world, but know that there's another side. There's an invisible side. We're going to talk about the invisible today. We're going to talk about the historic singularity. We're going to talk about emails that have come in, one from a chosen one of those who have been created to be in that underground development, the troops of Antichrist, those committed to a one world order. I mean, and they are absolutely dyed in the wool, committed to a new order. But I've got to tell you about this email. I'm not going to mention a name whatsoever. I got another email just a few moments ago, and I want to tell you about that concerning globalism, the global mind. Let me say it as I did in the beginning of the week. You can feel it in the air. Millions say something is happening. Something is behind it. Who is out there orchestrating, moving, influencing billions towards a historic singularity? Let me stop there a moment. What Ray Kurzweil, the transhumanist, and many others are talking about on a tech side, on a research and science side, biological, AI, artificial intelligence, genetics, across the board, they're believing that there is a driving force towards singularity and the goal of, well, changing humanity and everything changing. Now, that's also true on a spiritual level. From past occultists to deeply entrenched in the New Age and now unleashed in the Mayan prophecies is the belief that a historic singularity, a planetary spiritual surge will occur, and there'll be a transformation of humanity. All of a sudden, something deeply spiritual will occur. Now, there are sources, old occultism, Alice Bailey, and New Agers, even alienologists hearing from those entities, and even the 2012ers, that historic spiritual singularity that's going to occur maybe by 2012, December the 21st, maybe by that time, somewhere around there, that will include a cleansing, and maybe millions, maybe a billion or two will die. Is that the reflection of Satan's agenda? Let me finish reading off the website, shatterthedarkness.net. Quote, all the streams of human life are merging towards one consensus. And it's this global brain and the presence that is driving it. What the world can't see will help destroy it. Did you notice I put that in there in the beginning of the week? What the world can't see will help destroy it. Being in a dark, cold cave, trying to move around, trying to find your way, how to get out of this place. But you feel something there, you see something there. Now, that's somewhat the way I equate the world today. There is something out there, some presence. People are feeling it, connecting to it, interacting with it, communicating with it, being touched by it, but they can't literally see what it is. Invisible. To whose eyes, though? Close your eyes right now. Well, you're listening to either the satellite radio, internet radio, or the archive download. You close your eyes and just move your head around. All you see is the blackness from the eyelids. But the reality is, if you put your hand out there, you can touch the table, touch the chair, touch the cup. The physical is still there. We're not talking that sense of invisible. We're talking the biblical approach to this invisible, which we're going to come to in just a moment. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web, Shatter's live broadcast here on June the 17th, a Friday night, 2011. We're finishing up the week of this series on the global brain. There is a driving presence. There is something that is orchestrating. You and I can look at all the physical sides of the development of globalism. And again, the three primary areas to look: political, military, economic. Well, the greedy elite. Now, in those areas, when you look, you're gonna see the surface of things, but you and I must realize that behind the development, because there could be no development of this kind of globalism. And again, here I'll call it Luciferic globalism. There could be no globalism at all without the presence behind it developing it. So we can scream about the surface issues. We can talk about Bohemian Grove. Yes, that's part of fueling the influence. Big, wide, broad, spiritual, dark door opened in that masqueraded ritual. Summoning of powers and releasing those powers on the political, military, and economic elite. Why do you think they call them there? It's all about influence. So as we look at this the physical side, we're going to make some emphasis here on the invisible. For example, when the rise of the little horn, Daniel, the rise of the Antichrist, Antichristu, or the Apocalypse Anthropos Anamos, 2 Thessalonians 2, the unveiling of the man of lawlessness. Now, I've termed this, I use, and I'm doing a series, a big series, Homo Satanas. By the way, if you go to the website, shatterthedarkness.net, on the right-hand side, there are training courses, seminars, particular series that are being developed and being added to, and they're all for you to take a hold of. Now, in the context of this, let me remind you of the conference coming up. People have been emailing me and telling me that they'd like to come, and if they can't get there, they want me to come to the city or the area they're located in. And listen, all you got to do is get a group. See, I'm willing to come, whether small or large. Don't make it matter. I don't care if there's 80 or 800 or 8,000. I come to do the same thing. So in your area, if you have a church or a group that wants to sponsor, you can go to shatterthedarkness.net. And if you click on there, scroll down to the left a little bit, you're going to find out where it mentions my bio. And on that bio, there'll be a link to how we do conferences and how we do seminars and how we can come to your area. So if you're interested, we'd love to be able to come there. Just click on where it says Russ's speaking engagements, upcoming conferences. Let me also mention on the website, there is the banner for Future Congress. We're hoping you're going to come. There's an audio overview of the entire week if you didn't get to the Monday through Thursday nights, and a PDF file for outline study notes for all of these sessions during the week. There are also always archives that we'd like for you to get a, you know, be a part of. Now, if you've been listening, you know that we don't have product commercials, business commercials, and a number of those throughout the entire hour. We, on an average, take about 2 seconds totally. If you're asking how can you help many others sell time, of course, for commercials, we don't do that, but we do have direct support. And so on shatterthedarkness.net, there is a little square box close by where it says archives, upcoming broadcast. Click on that. It'll tell you everything. And we invite that. We invite investment. We invite your help because of all of the broad work. 90 countries of the world. By now, after a couple of years, 3 million downloads. I have no idea of the live listeners, but 3 million downloads in over 90 countries. And we've seen people get saved and others that have talked about healing and deliverance. And you're going to hear about an email that just came in. So I'm just simply saying that if you're listening and you do want to do something, this is, a 25-second one. But we normally do 2 seconds to say, remember us and support. If you're satellite, you can send to P.O. Box, Shadow of the Darkness at P.O. Box 755-755, Uniontown, Ohio, 44685. P.O. Box 755, Uniontown, Ohio, 44685. Thank you. Now, back to our our session today. Let me tell you the first email that I got, and it comes from one that I know that has been just absolutely devastated, messed. I mean, this is one that was born into being one of those chosen ones. You can call it satanic ritual abuse, multiple personality disorder, all those kind of things. But if you know what we're talking about, and I want to encourage you, the book, The Black Awakening, Rise of the Satanic Super Soldier, I am telling you again, that it's content from 20 years. It is from what we've seen. It's like the spies of Israel that have gone in and then looking at the prophetic revelation of God, 664 pages, and you can get it by download of an ebook or the paperback book. But I'm going to tell you that it's a vital, vital communication. It really is. To me, it is a, the only reason it was written was for the broadcast primarily of the message. Does it help us out? It helps us stay on the field, truly, but the content is vital. And if you can't get the book on that website, 24 hours that does like an overview of the book, the basics of where these bloodlined satanic covens, Luciferian covens, the Luciferic goal, the creation of super soldiers, the splitting, the programming, the demonization, the use of them. They're being placed since the 70s in thousands and thousands of churches and in government and military and all over the place. Our estimates now... Our estimates now are 40 million worldwide first generation. They had children. They're around 40. They had children. They're around 20. And now there's a fourth generation. The estimates now on a larger scale, Russia, all of Europe, England, Canada, United States, Australia, other parts of the world too. The estimates now 100 million. These are individuals that have come now to this idea of the evil one comes at night and he creates the tares. They believe they are part of the troops of Antichrist, that they will rise. They've got in, listen, the technology is transmutation. It is really guided by the demonic side and all that it is to subjugate the human will and to create compliant, usable, but also supra because of the programming, the abilities, the secrecy, and the demonic empowerment. Now, on a psychological level, there's many people dealing with this. By the hundreds of thousands, you know, they're saying by the millions, some estimate in Canada and the United States. On the secular side, 10 million. But that's just first generation. Right now, I'm dealing with first generation, second, third, and fourth. And many counselors out there that listen from time to time, you know what we're talking about there. Well, this email comes in. Here's one that we've worked with and have seen. Inside is programming, some of the deepest work, and on and on. And again, I will never bring out anybody's name on these issues. But here's what it says. They're listening to the broadcast this week specifically a little bit. We're doing this series called Global Mind Part 2 because we did a year ago a series of six on preemption broadcast. Now, what caught their eye, they say, in the email that I've gotten here, actually it says Friday, June 17th, 5:44 a.m. in the morning. It says what caught their eye was the phrase I had on the website, historic singularity. Anybody understanding the new transhumanist movement, transgenics, and the new sciences and all of that, you know that there's a belief on a physical science side, but also on a spirit of Antichrist, alternative spiritual side, there's a belief in this historic singularity. Now, as I'm reading over this, I'm going to just read because individuals like this are listening to me even right now. They're the ones that have the highly trained, highly programmed, highly committed, and highly demonized subpersonalities that are able to sink down and hide while the upfront person is looking around and doesn't even know sometimes what's going on. Again, in your churches, in the military, in all the intelligence agencies, the Trojan horse of what the Black Flame Nazis scientists and occultists were bringing over, well, it truly was a satanic Trojan horse that has gone worldwide. Russians, you have this too. The Germans, the French, the Italian, Estonia, Romania, all across the board, Scandinavian countries included. Now, I'm going to quote off this, what was sent to me, directly by one that is still operative on the inside. In other words, Antichrist, New World Order, programmed, demonized, committed personalities are still in there. And so they're commenting on this historic singularity that we wrote and put up last Monday. Here's what they say, quote, this connectiveness in reference to, they give the idea that when they were looking at the phrase and trying to figure out what it is on the inside. And if you remember back in the 80s, the Hands Across America, they talk about that, where everybody's linked. You remember the pictures and everybody's linked. Well, they're saying that chosen ones, whatever they're called, I mean, other places they're called perfect ones and so forth. But these that have been satanic ritually abused, and they're multiple, that's the psychological and the criminal side of things, and the overt satanic side of things. But ultimately, they are transmuted. And there's no question there's been the goal for over 60 years to back breed to Nephilim blood, the Aryan Godmen, making Godmen. So the goal in this, and when I say 100 million worldwide, I'm more than willing to go over the statistics with anybody. I'm telling you that this is far below the surface, and this has been operative. It's a, as Scripture says, a secret, a mysterium, secret power of lawlessness. And it is meant to be covered and hidden supernaturally by dark powers until the great chaos, the great revolt, the red horse prophecy issue. And that's bloodshed, my friends. That's millions, if not maybe a billion, that'll be, well, in the terms of occultist and New Agers, cleansed in the idea of the Luciferians, annihilated. Well, this individual that's one of these chosen ones, and this is what I've heard again and again and again, this is what we perceived in working with them for all these years. They say that the connectiveness of all chosen ones, and I'm quoting now, is in a very deep, dark way. It's like a knowing of I am. Their collective, on a physical level, is similar to the Ephesians 6 collective out there in the heavenlies. The collective underneath the fallen cherub operate one heart, one agenda, one goal, one nature. That's true as it has been brought in and designed on the inside of a human being. You know, I talk about Nephilim astroarchaeology, Nephilim architecture, like the ziggurats. That's all designed by the dark side in its implementation embedding itself on the ground. Those temples had direct gateway into the heavenlies above it and direct physical access on the grounds. That's why it's dangerous to open the doors, to the so-called Mayan temples. You're dealing with what came out of the invisible, the dark side of the invisible, and build its temples. Believers in Christ, go back to the book of Exodus, where the Spirit of God guided believers in Yahweh to build a temple. That's right. The architecture of the temple came out of heaven, out of the Spirit of God's leading. In counterfeit to that, the pyramids and the ziggurats and, well, I mean, we're looking now at the Mayan. Everybody's focused there, but there's going to be more. More places are being opened up in old Yugoslavia, in all of Europe, places that are exactly similar where the Nephilim once roamed, where the deep, dark, broad gateways were opened, massive human sacrifice was done. Now, that's connected to, in the last 60 years, the rise and development of these chosen ones. One singular chosen one, by the time they're 13, they've gone through 1,000 satanic rituals or more. They've gone through sex rituals, blood rituals, animal sacrifice, human sacrifice. They know the smell of the blood. They know the presence of the dark side. They know transference. They know summoning. They know the ancient twilight languages. You and I must understand how that side is so real, how it is so organized, how what is on invisible to us on that side is implementing, and tonight we're talking about the global mind manifesting. The presence of satanic chosen ones, multinational, multi-continental, is evidence of this. They're a manifestation of demonic technology transmuting humans and turning them into, well, as one said, we'll make Hitler's SS troops look like choir boys. And as we've seen them switch and we've seen their demonized programming kick in, they're able sometimes to take out two or three people. I hope military individuals understand this and law enforcement people understand this, because when the activation occurs and they're released, look at the VTEC shooter. Look at the Arizona shooter. Look at Jared. It is my belief he is a chosen one. He's a multiple. It might have been a test. It might have been an assignment. Many of them do have assignments, but when they are collectively activated, and that's what this person's writing about, they're connected. This person is describing how deep, broad, not in the physical realm so much, but because of the spiritual connection, the demons inside the program subpersonalities are inseparably connected to the demons on the outside in the heavenlies, thus making a connection. Thus, if you're a believer in Christ, you can understand Ephesians chapter 1, that you and I in Christ have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ, and we have been what? Seated in the heavenlies, in Christ. Have you read that? We're connected. Just as Christ is in us, we have been seated in Him in the heavenlies. And to the counterfeit, there's another side. To the counterfeit, there are those not born again by the Spirit of God, indwelt by the Holy Spirit, freed, released, and growing to bear the image of God, and one day glorified and to be there seeing God face to face. On the opposite side, like the parable, the wheat will grow, but the tares, the evil one, comes at night. He creates tares. That's what I'm talking about. Actually, those that are not born again of the Spirit of God, not chosen in Christ to be His, but on the count of it, chosen to be a satanic super soldier, chosen to be operative, chosen to be a doorway. Just as the old ziggurats were broad, wide places where the human blood flowed, thousands and thousands sacrificed among the Aztecs. In one place, 136,000 skulls all lined up and racked up. The doors, the gateways to the other side were so broad. Underground, listen to me, please. Underground for 60 years, the development of satanic ritual bases. I'm telling you, in the United States, you in Canada, all of Europe, you've got covens hidden, embedded, that have been there for 40, 50 years. Thousands of rituals have been done. The creation of these super soldiers have been going on and are going on. The summoning of demons, they are the ones that are opening the doors. So when in your city you say, our city seems oppressed, our city, you can feel it in the air. If you can feel it in the air, it's because on the ground there's gateways that are broad and wide and opened. And I'm going to tell you right now, it has everything to do with the development of these chosen ones. They have become both individually and collectively, a massive, broad, wide, inseparable connection to the heavenlies, the prince of the power of the air, the immediate dense atmosphere out there, that realm out there, Ephesians 6, the cosmocrator, arche, the exousia, the porneus pneumonikai, these entities, they're all connected to these chosen ones. They're all preparing them for the coming chaos, the coming big rebellion, the revolt. It's multi-continental. It's multinational. And if you think what happened at VTech and Jared, those are minor, though horrific. Look at the slaughter before they were stopped. Think of in the United States, a million of them released within the same week. Think about all of Europe, England, and so forth, and even Russia. So think about a couple million of them being released in one wave, and then another wave, and then another wave. And they hunt down believers, and they hunt down those that have already been targeted. They've already been assigned to eliminate in the midst of the chaos. Well, listen, if you want, and the only way you can do it is no money, that's okay. Everything on our site is free. The Black Awakening MP3s, the seminar, 26 hours will give you that understanding. I'm reading to you what I've written about. As a matter of fact, the person that wrote me this email today is one of the stories that is in the book, The Black Awakening. And they're describing, because they're saying that they have just had an encounter with the chosen one on the inside, the satanic chosen one committed to the Antichrist. Now, this is what they're saying. They're saying that they are, and chosen ones that are listening right now, some of you that are right in, you go ahead and comment on this to me. They believe they are one. They are listen here, I'm quoting this person. I'm quoting a chosen one. Or their information from the inside of them. They are forever and always connected at all times. No other reasoning is accepted. That's because of programming. The connection cannot be broken. That's because of programming on their view of things and the demonization. Only in Christ can it be broken. Here's what it says, quote, it just is. Quote, one never acts on his own. Quote, one common purpose, one common goal. Quote, and they do not think in a human mind or perspective. They don't reason like that. They don't react on that level. No human emotion, no human thought. You know why? You know why? Because that kind of satanic programming, usurping the human will, and the demonization, it's all meant to eliminate human emotion, eliminate the concept of free thought. And so I quote again from this one. They have their own one mind. And we are out there. You got it? I don't know how else I can bring the warning to you. You can see Monarch. You can see MK Ultra. That's 60 years old material. You can see the concept in militaries, buying into creating super soldiers. You can go all the way back to 1947. Read it, check it, do the research if you want. G.H. Estabrooks, hired by U.S. military in the context of bringing all the Nazi scientists, doctors, and all the rest of them over. And guess what? Their goal, and in the book, the weaponization of creating subpersonalities to create assassins, to create reconnaissance agents, to create those who can be sent in. On the surface, it's one human being, but on the inside, there are other personalities. In the demonic sense, that is, and again, that is a violation of human construct. Perpetrators, payday, someday. Tonight on Shadow of the Darkness Live, we're dealing with kind of a wrapping up of the entire week. Global Mind Part 2, manifesting, the invisible becoming visible. Now, you and I don't see Homo Satanas, the Antichrist. Back up, if he is to be unleashed in 5 years, all the conferences where I ask everybody, some of you that are listening that have been to conferences, and even those coming to Branson, I'll ask this. How many believe that the Antichrist, the apocalypse of the Antichrist, the unveiling, you see, according to Daniel, he has to be born. He lives at least 30 years or more before he's unveiled to the world. You understand that? Before he's unveiled to the world. So if he's going to actually appear, if the chaos is going to come in the next 5 years, and he appears in 5 or 6 or 7 years, which marks the last 7 years of human history, fallen human history, that's a good thing ultimately. God's going to try, you know, God's going to work to save the most. The witnesses are coming, so forth. But it marks the end. Christ is coming, no question about that, in that last 70th week. Apocalypse Jesu Christu. That is why the dark side knows their time is short. They're furious. But they're very close to their goal. As I say it, they're bulging at the seams to break loose. You see, if the Antichrist is going to be released in 5 years, I mean, as far as the apocalypse, his unveiling to the world, it means he's been around at minimum 30 years. If everything is counterfeit to Christ, there was a bloodline, not like Mary, human bloodline, but this would be a bloodline in the sense of Nephilim or the deepest, darkest satanic side you can think of, bloodline. You got to realize that the physics of the conception, the DNA, the genetics in God moving by the Holy Spirit inside Mary, there was perfect God and human all in one. Fully God, fully man. The God-man Christ. If you don't understand the incarnation, you might miss the depth of Christ. This is the proclamation of the prophets. This is the testimony and proclamation of Gabriel and other angels. This is the proclamation and witness of the Spirit of God and of the apostles and of all of Scripture. God, Logos, God in human flesh. Counter to that, Antichrist, little horn, beast, Theron. Theron is never in Greek. It's never a human. And yet the Spirit of God chooses the term Theron to describe the Antichrist in the book of Revelation. 12 and 13 are key chapters for this. And the political, economic, military, globalism system and the false prophet, all described in the terms of Theron. Beast, venomous, ferocious beast. That's God's description of what is coming to the world. And if we're 5 years away or even 10 years away, it means one thing. The Antichrist has been conceived, was born, has been bathed in supernatural secrecy, being raised counterfeit to the way Christ was being raised. According to Daniel, he'll eventually be involved in politics, most likely in Europe, on a sub-level until he rises to power. Have you read this at all? When you read Daniel and you read chapter 7 and you read verse 8, while I was thinking about the horns, there before me was another horn, a little one, which came up among them, and three of the first horns were uprooted before it, the other political leaders. This horn had eyes. Listen to God's description 2,600 years ago. This Antichrist, this horn, this political leader, he had eyes like the eyes of a man. There's something about the eyes. All of the chosen ones, multiples, there's something about the eyes. There's something more on the inside. The Antichrist has eyes like the eyes of a man and a mouth that spoke boastfully. Now, have you read that? God has given us a heads up, intel, exact, definitive, defined, detailed, so that we will know. If you have it in you, if you have the Word of God in you and filled with the Spirit of God, you will be able to see as no one else can see. And the body of Christ is meant to, Soma Christu, Corpus Christi, the body of Christ. It is to be empowered, authoritative in the spiritual realm. It is to know. It is to be able to have the power to pray. And we have a lot to do. We're not just watching the dark side enter in. We can stand here defiant against it. We can stand here doing the will of God to win every soul to Christ. That's why it's no good to sit around twiddling your thumbs with 2 minutes of prayer on a given day. That is the demonstration of Laodicean, of Sardis. Once alive, but dead. The problem is there are believers out there that have never been alive, never been filled with the power of the Spirit of God, never led a soul to Christ, never prayed to where. Can you grasp that you can help pray in revivals yet? Acts 4. God's power striking in such a way that the body of Christ can be filled with the Spirit of the Lord and moved to do the will of God, which is the greatest thing in human history. It's where all of heaven is focused. All the angels, the hand of God, the power of God, the miracles of God, the signs of God, the healing, the deliverance, the saving of God is all focused on that commission. Backs any obedient, Spirit-filled soul winner out there. One thing about stepping out to become that kind of a soul winner, you'll just get more and more powerful and more powerful and more powerful and more powerful until you become immovable and nothing's going to stop you. You can check that out with the early disciples. Acts 5:42, mark it down, write it down, memorize it. Nothing stopped them. You can check it out as you look at Acts chapter 9, when the antagonist Saul is encountered by Christ. He gets saved. 3 days later, another believer sent, prays for him. He is filled with the Spirit of God. He eventually moves immediately into testifying about Jesus, witnessing, soul winning. That's what the power of God is for. Not just another feel good. I feel good enough. I'm blessed. I feel good. Now I've learned how I can begin to worship and within seconds feel really great in his presence, because his presence in the believer is inseparable, unbroken. Believe the word of God and experience it. That's what the intent of God is. That's why we've been given the living words of God. Put them in you. Get them in you. Believe them. Put them to practice. Acts 9:22, you will grow more and more powerful if you step out and do this. But I got to tell you something. When I read this letter, it burns my britches again. I'm talking about one individual that is still unhealed, undelivered, still connected to the outside. We're going to do everything we can to help this person get freed. But there are in the United States 10 million more, Canada, Australia, 20 million, all of Europe, Germany, Russians, listen to me, Estonia, listen, come on. All the nations there in the European Union, you have chosen ones, these very ones, and they are part of the project of globalism. They are part of the project that on a multi-tiered approach in the development of political ideology, the development of military vision and weapons development, in the development and grasping of the greedy, wealthy elite and siphoning the money off into one direction. Simply said, the Antichrist is going to need a very big checkbook. It's where all your money's going. It's where all that banking money's going. Do you understand this? The grip of the global mind, the fallen cherub and the collective that is with him is manifesting. The evidences are in the ideology, in the vision, and so forth, the political, military, economic. The evidences are in the destabilization, the breaking down, the wars, and the rumors of wars, and on, the birth pangs. The evidences are in the unbelievable ramping up, it seems like, of the earthquakes and so forth. The evidences are in the worldwide development of individuals by the millions encountering entities and personalities and extra. They can call them non-human intelligences. They can call them extra-dimensional beings. They can call them aliens. They can call them spirit guides. They can call them the Great White Brotherhood. They can call them ascended masters, but they are what God the Holy Spirit has read their lunch. In other words, has identified them, lined them up, and identified them. They are Arche, Cosmocrator, Exousia, Porneus Pneumonikai, and Planos. They are the demonic. They are the fallen ones. They are the entities that are manifesting as the Spirit of God said they would. One verse, Timothy 4:1, will give you insight. Another, second chapter of 1 John 2, will tell you about it. A broad panoramic view, 2 Thessalonians 2, book of Revelation. It's interesting how the book of Daniel, written 600 years or more before the book of Revelation being written, how the connection. As a matter of fact, the Spirit of God leads the writer of the book of Revelation to quote right out of Daniel in the opening chapter of Apocalypse Jesu Christu. Can I stop for a moment and ask how you're doing? Can I stop for the moment to say, is the Spirit of God speaking to you, and what is He speaking to you about? If you are a recon specialist, or you are listening, or you're listening to check what we're saying, what information is coming out, the Chosen One up in Connecticut, in the middle of my conference, when I brought exposure to all this, stood up and unleashed this Nazi German-speaking one and the Twilight Languages, and they told them that I must have my head cut off because I've told the secrets. By God's grace, may He give me even more insight, more information of the underground to give you, to tell you. If it scares you, that's because of the weakness of your spiritual walk in Christ. If it burns your britches and you stand up and say, God Almighty, like David, I'm not going to hide in the rocks with all those weak, scared soldiers. I'm grabbing me some stones, and I'm gonna walk right out on the field, and Yahweh Adonai will help me bring down a Goliath. That's what we're talking about. Oh yeah, Goliath is screaming. A lot of Christians are up in the rocks hiding. And they can't do anything. God's not there. God's not helping. God's not manifesting. God's showing nothing to the scaredy cats up there. God doesn't use the scaredy cat, my friend. Fear of man is a snare, it says in Proverbs. God did not give us a spirit of fear. Fear quenches the power of the Spirit of God and brings out nothing. Surrender your life. Give your life. Give everything to Jesus Christ. Renounce fear. Renounce the weakness. Renounce the lethargy. Renounce all of it. Become a powerful man or woman of God. On the notes, and just before I do that, let me read. I just got this today. It came in June 17th. Actually, right about 1 p.m., right before today. Now, again, I'm not going to mention a name because I haven't responded to them yet either. It just says, quote, Russ and the team of Shatter the Darkness. Your MP3s and the website and your ministry have been so extremely helpful that I have to say, keep up the amazing work. It has been, and he has in parentheses here, a light awakening. In other words, this God opening and showing. It says, for me personally, in the name of Christ, of course. Quote, I wanted to shoot you a quick email because I'm working on a documentary film, very low budget they say here, and I want to address the topic of the Black Awakening in it. I want to ask Russ what, if any, are the connections between the... Now listen, this is exactly what I'm talking about today, already planned, and here by the providence of God, someone out there has listened, and now they're writing me, and here's the question. Because that's what I'm answering in today's broadcast. Quote, I wanted to ask Russ what, if any, are the connections between the Black Awakening, trauma-based mind control, etc., and the road to a one-world military intelligence. And then they asked me if it's okay to quote us in their documentary. And I'll email them, but if they're listening, yes, absolutely. And I will respond and give you any kind of help you want. That's why I think the bulk of New Testament prophecy that deals with giving us the heads up needs to be out there. It's been very, I mean, we give the part about the return of Christ and we glory in that. Some Christians, all they want to do is go, la, 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 la. I just want Jesus to come. And again, living as a scaredy cat, they don't want to hear about the rest. And so they negate, even preachers negate a mass bulk of biblical revelation, prophetic, God's intel. God saying explicitly, definitively, with detail, what's going to be happening. What's going to be happening on a sequential level? The bulging at the seams of the dark side, you can feel it in the air. You can see it in the culture. I can tell you right now that the undergrounders, that I used to call these guys the undergrounders, this collective multinational, continental terrors, if you want to use the biblical term, they all believe it's going to happen in a few years. They're all biting. You know what they tell me? They write me. Here's what they write me. We can taste Christian blood. We can smell it. We're ready. So to my friend that is emailed today, and I'll email back later on today. Yeah, you can use whatever's out there. You can use in quotes and so forth. And blessings to you in that. But this this comes up as a question today that is answered in this broadcast concerning the connection between the deep underground development of the troops of the transmuted ones that will be used. They have been used. Some of you can look back in parachurch and local church ministries. You can look in, and here's how we have personally engaged them. In governmental stuff, in military, in law enforcement, in churches. In some places, they're just simply sleepers waiting to be activated. In some places, they've been used to bring down pastors, to also be used as a spy. They're in government and in law enforcement and places. They're there behind the scenes. There is a shadow political, military, economic system. Revelation 13 says, or going back to Daniel chapter 7, chapter 9, chapter 11, gives definitive detail on that. Well, God gives the great picture of the Babylonians, the Medo-Persian, the Greek, the Roman Empire. All of those have come and gone. Only one more satanic fifth kingdom, I believe, already networked and developed and ready to come on to the scene. I'm going to tell you right now, mark this down. Globalism will not come in by a vote, by a slow, slow process of eventually getting there. Now, there's been this slow but progressive evolutionary development. Satanic synchronicity is observable in the development of this politically, economically, militarily, and moving towards what? You think it's going to be voted in? No, it's not. The Word of God declares that there will be a great revolt before the apocalypse of the Antichrist. And I think a great description is in the prophetic picture, the Red Horse event. When peace is taken from what? The whole earth. And there is something that causes people to butcher and slaughter. Look up the Greek word. It refers to animal sacrifice. To slaughter people in that kind of way. You know what? As I've listened to undergrounders describe all the way back into the end of the 80s, their term, the Black Awakening, chaos before the New Order, Odu, Ab, Ko, you know? Well, that's how they describe it. That's what they're looking for. God's already given the heads up about what really is there and what really is embedded. The events, the progress, the evolutionary development, it's about over. It will be the striking global events. Chaos, without question, multi-continental, national. And then the apocalypse of Antichrist, a voice that begins to calm everything down. Revelation 13, the ascendancy, anabeno, this rise. It's already been there, but a rise into empowerment, the political, economic, military system. And then the ascendancy from out underneath the earth, the false prophet. When you have those events, when you have that on the field, you have the broadest, the pinnacle, the broadest manifestation of satanic presence in the totality of human history combined. You have the dragon, Revelation 12, that in the air, the presence, the thick presence of the fallen cherub in his array, it'll be so broad, so thick, manifested. The beast, the Antichrist, Theron. The beast, the false prophet, Theron. The beast kingdom, demonized, charged with powers, raised by the dark powers, and unleashing and opening the doors to even broader dark powers the moment the event occurs. The political, military. I mean, it's what Daniel talked about. It's what Revelation 13 talks about. It's what, well, even the mark of the beast and the image of the beast. I'm going to tell you right now, the mark is more than just a chip. In the concept of a branding, that Greek word mark, in the satanic sense, in every satanic sense, it has everything to do with the inseparable acquisition of demonic presence for the sake of control. The chosen one, still inside of them, connected to the dark side, is bringing confession out today about their system. There are thousands and thousands and thousands that have been getting free, that have been getting released, that have been getting out. They can tell you of the unbelievable underground. At first, it's hard, just like among the Germans and the rest of the world. Auschwitz, dead people's flesh in smoke rising over Auschwitz. What are you talking about? Ovens where they're shoveling hundreds per day into those. What are you talking about? The final solution. That was only an echo, my friends, of what is to come. If you have the notes today, I wanted to touch on the biblical understanding of the invisible. You ever read Colossians 1:15, referring to Christ? He is the image, the icon. He is the exact print, the exact, you know, he's the image of the invisible God. The word invisible. Invisible God. I don't see God eyeball to eyeball right now. In the glorified body, in the end of the book of Revelation, every believer in Christ, born again of the Spirit of God, you're going to see God face to face. And God, infinite, immeasurable, immense, God's going to look at you, reach out his hand, and wipe away any possible vestige of any tears left. The total, eternal healing. And may God reach into your life right now if you need some of that healing. In Jesus' name. Romans chapter 1, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen. Stephen Hawking and Richard Dawkins and Ray Kurzweil, they are without excuse. They can ignore, they can suppress, they can throw out the witness of God in creation. But God holds them accountable. Denial is not proof of the non-existence of God. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. Read it in the Hebrew. The fool says in his heart, there is no God for me. In other words, it's a choice. I don't want no God because I'm a fool. Timothy 1:17. Can I read you this incredible verse? Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. You ever read that? Timothy 1:17. Right in the context of Christ as Savior and Lord. It's amazing. It really is. It is really amazing. The incredible revelation. Ignored by a lot. Ignored by a lot. Colossians 1:16. I need to give you this one. Because it is in reference to the demonic powers. If you think in terms of global brain today, global mind today, if you're reading Dean Radin, if you're reading Tartt, if you're reading Lynn... the field, you're reading in quantum physics and all the stuff that's coming through, as predicted by the demonic entity over Alice Bailey's life, that a certain science and the veil and the to the side of the demonic will, it'll all break down and eventually merge. That was said in 1937. We're seeing that before our eyes. And I'm one that believes that the super collider has something to do with that. Colossians 1:16 says this, referring to Jesus Christ, for by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. Now, please understand, out of those unseen, the invisible thrones, the invisible powers, the cosmocrators, the RK, those ones that I mentioned, those are the fallen ones. One third of the entire angelic host in this violent willed insurrection, Ezekiel 28, there was trafficking, there was a recruiting. That's what's happening in the world today. That's why there's a rise of Satanism and Luciferianism and all the different kinds of cults. So the invisible. We're talking about the invisible. You know, there's those that are working in the area of science and military, trying to, the Philadelphia, many, all kinds of things to try to find how to go invisible. There are those that are in deep, deep left-hand path. They've sought to go invisible. Do you remember Jesus after the resurrection? He could appear and, listen, disappear. Now, I've only got a few moments left here, so I've got to give you the laws of engagement, the laws of manifestation. Three things about the laws of engagement. The dark side, based on biblical prophecy, biblical witness, just like with Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you, just like Peter writing later on in chapter 5, that the your enemy, the devil, is prowling around, seeking someone to devour. So they are seeking. That invisible dark array of demons and fallen angels, they're seeking humanity as never before. Number two. They're looking for the doorways, the legal ways to get into people's lives. Number three, they are using deception. All that can be found in Timothy 4:1. Laws of manifestation, number one. They're engaging humanity, where people are beginning to hear voices and presence, and they feel things, and they're beginning to open doors, and they begin to, you know, there's an interaction. So as that side seeks millions, billions, when the person begins to open up, number two, the law of manifestation, that person gets gripped, attached to. The dark side begins to manifest into them. Demons begin to manifest into their lives. And if they don't get out through Jesus Christ, the ultimate goal, possession, diamondzoid, total control of a life. What is it for? By the power of the ancient dragon, Revelation 12, and all that's coming down. The global mind is because on an invisible level, what is there? Wonder if our eyes were open just for a second to see the massive connective array, the fallen cherub, the fallen ones, and global and on the ground and where they're at. Only in Christ can you be delivered from it And if you're lost and you don't have the Spirit of God in you, then this dark side that I'm talking about has rights already over your life. And the sin nature inside of you and the death code inside of you, you die right now, you will go to hell. You're lost. God has come for you. He's seeking you. He's come to seek and to save that which is lost. That's the word of God, that God would summon you to come to Christ. Come to Jesus Christ right now. Turn to the living Christ. Let him come into your life with the power of the Spirit of God, the gift of eternal life. You need to turn now. Let me know about it if you come to Christ. Write to us. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. God bless you.